This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello quiz fans and welcome back to the Big Pod Quiz. It's Thursday night, it's 7pm and that means one thing and one thing only. It's time for our weekly episode of Pod Quiz Action. My name is Charlie and I am the host of this Pod Quiz extravaganza. In pre-lockdown times you could find me in various pubs across the northwest of the nation hosting real life quizzes in real life pubs. But during this unusual time of nationwide lockdown, me and my brother Ben have been bringing the pub quiz to you in podcast form. So recently we decided it was time to bring others into the fold with the quiz rather than just throwing out a load of questions. Ben has been sitting in our recording sessions confident that even if they weren't right in front of him, he would know all the answers. So we are putting that confidence to the test. He will be going head to head with a different guest every week and we will be keeping track of a Ben versus leaderboard to find out if he really is as clever as he says. So we have done one episode of the new format so far and Ben, the leaderboard isn't looking too good for you, is it? 1-0 down coming into episode 2 and a loss to your little brother last week. Venus de Milo's Tom Anderson wasn't a good start. Are you going to get back level this week?
Probably not. Honestly, I was confident coming into this, but it's when you go to a normal pub quiz and you answer the questions in a team, first of all, you can blame it on other people. So if you have a bit of a kind of contention over an answer, you can go, oh, I knew it was David Coulthard and not Michael Schumacher. But the other thing is you can kind of just like mark your answers and move on quietly if you said something really stupid. In this version, it's completely exposing. You can't hide anything because you make us show you our answers to every question before you reveal it. And it's horribly nerve-wracking.
So basically what you're saying is that you've always been shit at quizzes, but you used to just blame it on other people.
Absolutely, just good at shifting the blame or just covering it up.
It's only been 1 week. Maybe it was a fluke for Tom. We'll have to see what happens this week. But
I don't know. Listening back to it, I felt quite embarrassed. But at the same time, there's nothing like persistence. If at first you don't succeed, try again and invite on a guest who hopefully isn't as clever as the last one.
Well, I'm afraid, because you don't know who the guest coming on is, but he's pretty clever actually, so I'm afraid that theory might go out the window. Before we bring in the special guest out of the Zoom waiting room, can you give us a rundown of how it's going
to
work?
Yeah, so basically we've got 5 rounds. Rounds 1 to 4 are essentially kind of classic pub quiz rounds. And are you changing those up every week? So it might be history, might be geography, music, etc.
Yeah, I've got loads of different rounds that we can bring in and out. There'll be some that are there every week, sort of sport, music. But we've got other rounds that are coming in and out.
Okay. And then that's rounds 1 to 4. But then basically round 5 is always going to be a special round that the guest has chosen. So one that they think they're particularly strong on is our round 5. In every round, there's 5 questions. They get progressively harder as we go from 1 to 5. Obviously, play along at home. Let us know what you get at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter, the Big Pod Quiz on Facebook, and at Big Pod Quiz on Instagram as well. You can find us on many social media platforms. Or you can email bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk because we'd love you to play along at home. It's not just us waffling on. It's a quiz for everyone.
Right then, quizzes, let's get today's guest onto the pod. TalkSport commentator, radio presenter, podcaster, 2-time finalist for our lads group FIFA tournament, Scouser, Everton fan, and he's got lovely hair. It's Rich Wolfenden. Rich, how you doing?
It's nice to see you, mate.
Yeah, mate, all good. I've done a little bit of revision for this. In my topic, I was going through my old iPod. Okay. I mean, the podcast listeners won't be able to see it, but I've got the classic iPod there.
Oh, wow, that's old school. I've got one of those, but the menu button's broken because I may or may not have left it in a pool of tequila at a party. So it has to be stuck on random the whole time. You can't choose songs.
How rock and roll. No, I've been going through all of this. When do we mention my special round? When does that come in?
We'll get into that. Don't get ahead of yourself here, mate. We're gonna get to that. We're doing a couple of questions first, bit of an interview, and then we'll bang straight into the quiz.
Okay.
And so in that beautiful time long ago when we were allowed to go to the pubs, were you a quiz goer?
I was. Was it the last quiz? No, it wasn't the last quiz I went to, but I went to one of yours a long, long time ago, maybe 2 years ago at the Tavern.
The Tamco in Liverpool. I think they had us for about 6 weeks and then we got binned off.
Yeah, but it was good. I mean, there was me and 3 other girls, I think, on the It was me.
Always surrounded by women is our Rich.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Of course he was. I just picked a few that were at the bar and said, do you want to be on my quiz too? And then they came along. Yeah.
And they're like, oh my goodness, your hair is so lovely. Are you that guy that's on TalkSport?
And we won. And I think we won like food vouchers and that sort of thing. So yeah, I've got a good record at your quizzes. So hopefully that'll continue.
So you're coming in with a strong record. You've been to one of my quizzes before. You smashed it up. You won some food vouchers. So
and you took three women for dinner.
And you took three women for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
With those free vouchers.
All paid for by vouchers.
So you're at the pub. You're about to destroy quiz night. What's your drink of choice?
Ooh, good question. It depends where I am, but I think if you're in like an old pub, like a proper old worldy pub, I'd go for like a John Smith's, like a working class men's kind of ale, bitter sort of thing. So yeah, I'd go for a John Smith's, or maybe if they didn't have that, a Tetley Smooth Flow. Something like that, yeah.
Mate, I love that. I mean, personally, I'd go for the Worthingtons, but I love a smooth flow.
If Worthingtons is available, but that's only available in like Manchester and different parts of Lancashire, I think. So, John Smith's, that's my go-to.
You get some in the Midlands as well.
Dude, it's leaked
down. Big shout out to the Fox and Hounds in Shenstone. Worthingtons on tap. Delicious. Can't wait to see you guys. I don't think I've ever been to a pub with you that's not like what did you call it? A worldly pub. So basically a shit pub.
Yeah, you came with me to the Crack, didn't you, in Liverpool? Ye Old Crack.
We've been there a few times, yeah.
I love Ye Old Crack. I pretty much
not sure
I
we can tell much... any stories from those nights on a podcast.
No, like. I mean, I bought my old flat in Liverpool pretty much because it was right next to one of my favourite pubs in Liverpool called The Grapes, which I've been to several times, which is beautiful. And where I live now in southeast London, I moved to this part of London because two of my favourite pubs in the city are just 10-minute walk away. So it's absolute perfection. Just looking right
down
the river.
I love it. Just your whole world is built around what pubs are near and how long is it going to take me to stumble back? All this talk about pubs is making me feel really sad, but also really want to drink. And it's Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We're about to do a pub quiz, so I'm going to crack a beautiful can of Carling.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, you love your Carling, don't you? And that's such an odd lager to be passionate about.
Oh, mate. We grew up just down the road from the brewery, and it's so fresh, so delicious, icy cold. You can't beat it on a summer's day.
Oh, I reckon you can beat it on a summer's day.
you absolutely can. Yeah. Literally, I always say, give me anything but Carling, to be perfectly honest. But
I think Carling is probably... I reckon it's below Foster's. I reckon it's a weak beer.
Oh no, I'm sorry. But that is ridiculous. That is absolutely... What a ridiculous statement you've
made.
To be
fair, it redeems itself because I think Carling makes the best shandy. And in the summer, I love a shandy. So, yeah, the worse the beer, the better the shandy. So in a weird way, that's a compliment for Carling.
So before you came on the pod today, I asked you for a specialist round. You've chosen indie music of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Ben, you got the broad subject of the great and glorious history of Aston Villa last week. How are you on your 2000s indie?
You know what? Not awful, because that's kind of my era. That's when me and you, Charlie Boy, were going out to clubs like Ramshackle in Birmingham. I grew up in that era, but Rich does host a specialist indie music show on a national radio station. So I think I might be at a slight disadvantage here.
Mate, you're going to have to make up those points before that round comes then.
I know.
So, are you all set on the rules, or do you need a quick refresh?
All good.
Go on, give us a quick refresh. Basically, we're writing down our answers, right? That's the best.
Yeah,
thing.
So it's going to be 5 rounds of 5 questions. They start off easy and get harder as the round goes on. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to answer each question. I'm then going to ask you to show me your answers on screen, and I'll read them out. Those at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores into us via email, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk, or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, I want you to use the hashtag IBeatBen. But if he beats you, I want you to use the hashtag that he's chosen himself, #KingBen. Now, Rich, I know Ben is desperate to bring the Ben versus guest leaderboard back even here, and he would love to put a #KingBen message into the lads group later. Are you going to beat him?
Pretty confident. I mean, it depends on what the subjects are. I think my weakness is definitely going to be any kind of like English literature language kind of questions. There was a girl who came to our school in year 9 from China. And Chinese was like her Mandarin, whatever it was her native language. And she got a better GCSE in English than me and was only in the country for 2 years. So any English kind of questions, I think I'm going to be a bit knackered on, to be honest.
Well, I can reassure you that English literature GCSE level is not going to be part of today's quiz.
Superb.
I have chosen a round that you're going to like to start off with. I want to start you off with a bang. So it's the sport round first, okay. Specifically focused on champions of sport today.
So let's get stuck into those questions with round one of today's quiz. Are you ready?
Ready.
Question one of the sport round. Which WWF or WWE, depending on how old you are,
for God's sake,
wrestler was known as the People's Champ. He had 17 championship reigns in WWE or WWF and was known for his signature move, the Rock Bottom. Right then, guys, show me your answers. So, Ben, Rich, you've gone with the same one. It is, of course, the man himself, The Rock. Up until I was about 12, it was the only book I'd ever read was The Rock's autobiography. He does some of it as Dwayne Johnson. He does some of it as The Rock. It's amazing. If you haven't read it, I think it's called something like The People's Elbow. As
The People's Autobiography.
The People's Autobiography. Right then, moving on. Question two, multiple choice. Which nation won the 2019 Rugby World Cup? Is it A, England, B, Wales, C, New Zealand, or D, South Africa? Right then, guys, pens down. Show me your answers on the screen. So, Rich, you've gone with C, New Zealand. Ben, you've gone with D, South Africa. I can tell you that for the first time in the quiz, Ben has taken the lead. The correct answer is D, South Africa.
God damn. It was a bit of an embarrassment, wasn't it?
So, Ben, you've got your nose in front. Let's see if you can keep there until the end of the round. Question three, which horse has won the Grand National twice on the bounce? They would have been running to secure a third in a row this year if the competition hadn't been cancelled.
I've literally seen them do this for the last 2 years.
I'm pretty sure you won money on him.
I did.
So Ben has gone with High Tide, and Rich
is it
has
Big Fella Thanks or something like that?
No.
I'm afraid that you're both wrong. No. You're going to kick yourself when you hear this answer. The correct answer, which horse has won the Grand National twice on the bounce? They would have been running to secure a third in a row this year if the competition hadn't been cancelled, is Tiger Roll.
Oh yeah,
Tiger Roll, of course. I won £70 on Tiger Roll
win,
the first time.
I can't believe
it won
you didn't
national.
Get that because you were so happy. You were singing Tiger Roll in the pub when he won you £70.
At the same time, I couldn't remember my own name by that point, so remembering the name of a horse is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah,
but hey,
that's very true. Question four: which British rider won the Tour de France in 2018? Right then, guys, show me some answers.
I don't know the answer, but I know it's that Welsh bloke.
So you're going with that Welsh bloke. Ben's got Bradley Wiggins. That is incorrect. That Welsh bloke. Unfortunately, I can't give you any points for that, but I can give you a point at home if you got Geraint Thomas.
Yeah.
Moving on, question five. This one you can get a bonus point on as well. Which stadium was the Champions League final played at in 1999 between Manchester United and Bayern Munich?
Whoa.
I will give you a bonus point if you can tell me who scored the two goals that clinched a treble for Man United.
You're a Manchester United fan, aren't you, Charlie?
My footballing history is interesting. I'm from a Villa family. Decided at the age of six that I wanted to be Eric Cantona. So currently, when I sit and write the quiz, for Christmas this year, my cousin and my brother bought me a mug that's Aston Villa on one side and Man United on the other.
Very good.
Split loyalties, which I'm sure I'm going to get some grief about on Twitter now.
I mean, I mostly asked you that question to bide some time, but it hasn't helped.
Right, answers up on the screen, please. So, Ben, you've gone with the Bernabeu and
I remember the Olympic Stadium.
I can tell you that you've both got that incorrect. It's the stadium we went to on your 30th birthday, Ben. It's the Nou Camp in Barcelona.
I knew it was a Spanish. Yeah, I went for Real Madrid.
Can you get a bonus point? Have you got the two people that scored for Man United in the final minutes of the game to secure that all-important treble?
I knew that Ollie had got one of them, but
Sheringham. Ben, I'll give you half a bonus point for that. And then Rich, you've got both of them there. Solskjaer and Sheringham is correct as well. So 1 point for Rich, half a point for Ben. Right then, guys, do you want to total up and let me know what you've scored in that round?
Not fantastic, Charlie. 2.5.
Hey, you got better than me. I got 2.
2.5 to a slender half-point lead for Ben there at the end of the round. The first time that Ben has been in the lead during 6 rounds of questions. Ben, I'm very happy for you.
It's only the second podcast. Mate. Give us a chance.
You know,
I'm just trying to rub it in. So at home, let us know how you scored at the end of the quiz. You can let us know on Twitter at BigPodQuiz, or you can send them into us on email. bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. If you're enjoying the quizzes so far, then please head over to the website and make it your round by buying us a beer. Go to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz. Find the big button that says buy us a beer. If you do, on next week's episode, we will give you a shout out to say thank you. Obviously, podcasts are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. We do incur some costs hosting them on all the apps, and that will really help us out. Right then, guys.
Cheap pub as well. £3. Cheap pub.
Cheap pub, £3. £3 a pint. Yeah. You can't get that anywhere these days.
No.
Especially not in London, Rich.
Rare, aren't they?
Mate, pint of Carling, pint of Carling's generally £3.40.
Honestly, we would really appreciate it because we love doing this, but at the same time, you know.
At the same time.
Got to pay the bills.
Yeah. got to keep a roof above our heads. Yeah. Right then, guys. Are we ready for round two?
Yes. Mm.
So round two today is TV and film.
Oh,
Rich, you don't sound very happy about that.
I don't watch TV or films, so...
So this is not going to be a good round for you then. Also, you know at the start of the quiz I said they start off easy and they get harder?
Mm.
I've just looked at question one and it's really hard. But let's get going and see how you do. So question one, in popular TV culture, what is Gallifrey?
Oh, for God's sake, this is going to be awful.
In popular TV culture, what is Gallifrey? Right then, guys, let's see what you've got for your answers. Hold them up to the screen. Right, Ben, you've put an island in Game of Thrones, and Rich...
I put that laughter thing that you hear in sitcoms from the audience.
The laughter thing you hear in sitcoms where they've put it in after a shit joke. I can tell you you're both incorrect. I can tell you that the correct answer, Gallifrey, is Doctor Who's home planet. So the Doctor's home planet.
On the right
let's
lines.
Move. Let's move quickly on to question two. It is the three movie game for this week. So the way the three movie game works is, I'm going to give you three movies. I want you to tell me which actor has been in all three of those movies. So we have The Outsiders, Mission Impossible, and Top Gun. So which actor has been in The Outsiders, Mission Impossible, and Top Gun? Right, let's hold up your answers, please. You've both gone with Tom Cruise. That is absolutely correct. Mark yourself down for 1 point. If you got that correct at home as well, give yourself a point for Tom Cruise. Question three, who was Britain's first black newsreader? So you've both gone with the same answer, Trevor MacDonald. Is it Sir Trevor MacDonald now?
I think it should be, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be because he is the correct answer and he's a legend. Trevor MacDonald was Britain's first black newsreader.
Trev.
Question four is the movie one-liner for today. I'm going to give you a line from a movie. I want you to tell me which one it comes from. So here we go. Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil, grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice pint, and wait for this all to blow over. So take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil, grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice pint, and wait for all of this to blow over.
You just want...
Name the movie.
Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah, both going for the same answer again. It is the correct answer, which is Shaun of the Dead. Right then, final question in TV and film for this week is question five. Gary, Dorothy, Deborah and Tony are the characters from which British TV show? Gary, Dorothy, Deborah and Tony are the characters from which British TV show? Right then, let's see some answers on the screen.
I was torn between two here.
So, Ben, you've gone with 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. What's the other one?
What I think it might be.
What was the other one you were thinking it might be?
I was thinking it was either 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps or Men Behaving Badly.
But you went with two packs of lager. Two pints of lager.
I don't watch either of them.
Well, I can tell you that Rich has gone for Men Behaving Badly. So the other answer that you thought it was, he's gone for. I will tell you that it is between those two. It's one of those two answers. Ben, you should have gone with your first instinct. It's Men Behaving Badly is the correct answer. Total of your scores for that round, and let me know what you got.
I got a 3.
I got a 4.
A 3 and a 4. So what does that put you on overall, guys?
5.5 for
6
me.
In total. But it is quite concerning that I work in sport, and I got 2 in sport, and I got 4 in the TV and movies round.
So, I mean, we weren't going to say anything. It's like Ben with the quiz. When you've got all the information and all the stats there in front of you, it's easy, isn't it? But suddenly you're on the other side and you need to know the information, and it's not there.
I know, I had to dig deep. I mean, when that round started with that ridiculous question about Gallifrey, I did not have high hopes, gotta be honest.
But you brought it back. You've gone from half a point down to half a point in the lead.
Get in.
So if you want to keep up with the Big Pod Quiz on social media, you can. We are at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. We'll be posting content such as picture rounds, riddles and things like that for you to score some bonus points on the quiz every week. So, Rich, obviously, even in this time of lockdown, you're a very busy man. We can catch you on the radio. You've got podcasts going on. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your shows and podcasts and all the stuff you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, so there's 2 podcasts, which I do. So Give Me Some Good News is a good one. If you need like a little hit of laughter and a bit of comedy, Give Me Some Good News. I do that with my mate Nathan Caton, who's a stand-up comedian who's been on like Live at the Apollo, and you see him like touring around all like the big comedy clubs in the UK, and he's mates with like Russell Kane and Jason Manford and loads of big name comedians, so we get them on just to like chat and stuff. It's dead good. And then we do another one called Triple Captain, which was about fantasy football, but because there's no football going on at the moment, we've just got loads of interviews with like footballers, ex-pros, commentators, that sort of thing, which is really good. So they're the podcasts, and I'm also on Radio X on Friday and Saturday nights doing the Radio X Indie Night. And it's really cool, actually, because just yesterday, we do these things called home shows, because obviously there's no live music going on at the moment. We did one a few weeks ago where we played back a recording of the Arctic Monkeys live in Finsbury Park in 2014, just after they released AM, which is really, really cool. And next week, on Friday, 8 o'clock, we're going to be doing it with the Killers, when they played the Royal Albert Hall in 2009. So I think that was around the time they just released Day and Age, so like Human just came out and that sort of thing. So I'm going to be playing that out on the radio. So 7 o'clock Friday night is when I'm on, 8 o'clock is when the show starts, and same again Saturday night. So yeah, it's just
excellent. Busy. Sounds good, man. Ben, are we going to move on quickly, or are we going to mention the huge clang name drop? Oh yeah, my friend Nathan Caton, the touring UK comedian that goes and plays all these venues. Yeah, we're just really good friends, and we just chill out at home.
Chill at home via Zoom.
I'm just a humble man here for a humble quiz, Charlie.
Humble man.
Never were untruer words spoken. Right, let's get going with round 3 then, guys. It is the food and drink round. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool, let's go. Question 1 is multiple choice. How do pineapples grow? Is it A, in the ground, or B, on a tree?
That is so hard. Why is that so hard to decide? That's bonkers.
I mean, it's a 50-50 choice between A and B.
I researched my pineapples before I came on this quiz.
I've written an answer, crossed it out, written the other answer, crossed that out, and gone back to the original answer.
Cool. Well, let's get it up on the screen and see what it was. So, Ben, you started off with A in the ground, crossed it out, went B on a tree, and then went back to A in the ground.
Yeah.
Rich, you went A in the ground from the beginning, confident that that was how pineapples grew. Correct. Hey. Pineapples grow up from the ground and they just sit there in little sprouts. When you think of a pineapple, I mean, I always did. I thought, oh, pineapples grow on trees, but no, they don't.
They look mental as well, by the way.
We've got a gold one because that was all the rage last year, to have gold pineapples on your curated shelves. Ooh. So, of course, me and Gem have got a gold pineapple.
Very nice.
In the dining room.
And I bet it looks lovely. Would you like a little bit of a pineapple fact?
Yeah. Mm.
So, in Victorian times, sort of posh upper class people would build special greenhouses and they would employ specialist gardeners just to make them pineapples so that they could take them to parties and show them off. They wouldn't eat them. They would take their pineapple and go, look at this lovely pineapple I have, and then take it home again.
Another fact about pineapple: if you eat enough of it, it makes your semen taste like pineapple.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for that.
Not speaking
that
from experience.
On our family podcast.
I read it somewhere.
Yeah, that's a family show.
Yeah. Have you been hanging out with?
I guess you can edit that bit out.
No, we're going to keep that in.
Okay, good. Carry on. Question two.
Right, let's move on to question two. Carlsberg, Amstel, Heineken and Carling are all brands of what type of beer? So, Ben, Rich, you've both gone with the same thing, is of course lager, which is the correct answer.
Lager.
Question three: Ladyfinger is a variety of which fruit? Ladyfinger is a variety of which fruit? Ben, you've gone with strawberries. Rich,
I can't see
cherries.
Yeah.
I can tell you that a ladyfinger is a variety of banana.
Oh, it's so obvious hindsight.
So the ladyfinger bananas are diploid cultivars of Musa acumentata. I'm not sure if I could pronounce that correctly, but that's what it says here. They are small, thin-skinned and sweet.
Mmm.
So moving on, question four. What was the original name for a Snickers bar? What was the original name for a Snickers bar? You've both gone for the same answer, which is Marathon. That is absolutely correct. If you got that at home, mark yourself down for 1 point. Question five, final question in the food and drink round. When talking about alcohol, what does ABV percentage stand for? So what does the letters ABV, Alpha, Bravo, Victor stand for when talking about alcohol? Right then, are we ready to show?
No.
Yeah.
No,
but
I'll
it's
give
an
you
absolute
five
guess.
More seconds. Five, four, 3, 2, 1. So Rich has gone for alcohol by volume. Ben, you've gone for alcohol beverage volume.
Oh, close.
I can tell you that the correct answer is alcohol by volume.
Well done, Rich.
That was a guess as well.
That is a point for Rich. If you got that home as well, well done. Award yourself 1 point. Right then,
do I
guys.
Get half for getting alcohol and volume? Do I technically
no.
get two thirds?
Two thirds. You've already got a half.
I did get two thirds of it right.
You did get two thirds of it right. Nearly catch a bus.
You can nearly catch a bus.
You can't nearly catch a bus. You either catch it or you don't.
So that, what will that put your score on?
No,
that'll put you on like 9 1/3, something like that.
Charlie, I don't need two thirds, but I think a half is probably fair. I'm just saying, not. If it was anyone
here
else
are,
asking, you'd probably...
I'll give you the point if you can tell me what percentage ABV...
Make it a hard one.
Stella Artois is without looking it up.
Oh, well, I know that San Miguel is a
Hang
five.
On. Do I get a point if I get this?
No.
What? This isn't fair.
I'll do you another one, Rich.
I think 5.5.
You think 5.5?
Yeah, because I know that I drink San Miguel, and I know that's a five. So I was looking at it the other day going,
and you think,
blimey, no wonder
I feel a bit scruffy. Stella's a bit stronger.
Yeah, I think Stella's a bit stronger.
To be fair, like, what do you say you drink?
San Miguel.
It is like rocket fuel. So you've said 5.5, So it is 5.2. So
okay, you've got to give me half a point for that.
Hang on. So we're giving you 2/3 of a point for getting question 5 wrong, and then I say you can have a bonus point if you tell me this, and then you can't tell me that, and I give you half a point anyway.
Yeah, technically that's right, but I will take, rather than 2/3, I'll take half for the first one and half for the second one. So overall, I get a point.
I'm sorry, but that is just not happening. So total up your score and tell me what you got. Honestly, got don't add yourself half a point on for 5.5.
Okay, I got 3.
I got 4.
3 and 4, so what does that put us on in total, guys?
8.5.
A big whopping 10, come on.
8.5 and 10. I mean, it's still close. This could still go either way here. I've got faith in you, Ben. Next round coming up is Animal Kingdom. And you know, okay. you know lots of stuff about animals, don't you?
Just as much as everyone else knows about animals.
Well, hopefully it's more than Rich. So are we ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. So question 1 of the Animal Kingdom round. What food do pandas eat? What food do pandas eat? Right then, let's get these answers up on the screen.
Leaves.
So, Ben, you have put leaves. Rich, yeah, you have put bamboo.
If it's bamboo, leaves.
I'm getting myself ready for an argument here, because what I've got written down is bamboo.
Bamboo leaves.
it's bamboo shoots, isn't it?
They're not eating the wood, are they? They're not gnawing through the bloody bamboo wood.
The classic joke is about the panda that goes into a bar, orders some food, eats it, and then shoots up all the bar and then fucks off. And then
shoots and leaves.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the point for that.
Oh, leaves.
Because I was so mean to you at the end of the last round, you can have a point for leaves.
But they don't just eat leaves. You can have
half a point for leaves.
No, they don't eat leaves.
If you put bamboo leaves, right, then I would have had it. Then you would really have it.
Look, what, Charlie, just you're
listen, I'll give you half a point. Are you happy with half a point?
No.
No, but that's what you're getting when we're moving on, okay?
I got a full point though, right?
Yeah, because you put bamboo, which is the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So he shouldn't get half a point for not getting the answer.
He eats shoots and bamboos. No.
But it's bamboo shoots that they... I'm not arguing with you on this anymore. Okay, you get half a point, we're moving on.
That is...
Question 2. So hopefully you've both seen the Netflix documentary by now. Although with lockdown lasting an age, it does seem like a lifetime ago since we were all obsessed with this programme. What kind of animals did Joe Exotic look after before being sent to prison for trying to murder that bitch, Carol Baskin?
I still haven't seen it, but I've seen
all
the memes.
So what kind of animals did Joe Exotic look after before being sent to prison for trying to murder that bitch, Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin.
So, Ben, you've gone with tigers and a few lions. Rich, you've gone with tigers. I've got written down here tigers/big cats, so you give yourselves 1 point each.
Hey. Is it question actually 3? Worth watching that TV show?
Yeah, it's crazy. It shows you exactly why Donald Trump got voted into power and why he will stay there.
Oh, God.
Because they're all idiots that somehow have been left in charge of tigers. Right then, question 3. So designer mixed breed dogs are all the rage these days. I'm going to make up the name of a mixed breed, and I want you to tell me which two dogs I have mixed together. So what two dogs have I used to breed? We're going to call it a Shih Poo or a Poozu.
Is this inspired by your new dog, Charlie?
I mean, if my landlord is listening, no. But if he's not listening, then yes. we're getting a sprocker.
Or are you?
We are not getting a sprocker, and he's not called Indiana, and he's not coming home on my birthday. that covers me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right then, lads, let's get some answers. So we're doing half a point for each on these. Ben, you've gone with... What have you written there? I can't read that.
Poodle and Shih Tzu. Yeah.
Poodle and Shih Tzu.
I put the same.
You gone with the same, Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the correct answer. A Shih Poo or a Poozu is a designer dog bred from a Shih Tzu and a poodle. It doesn't exist. I've made it up. Moving on, question four is multiple choice. Where is the heart of a shrimp located? Is it A, in its chest, B, in its eyes, C, in its tail, or D, in its head? So where is the heart of a shrimp located? Is it A, its chest, B, its eyes, C, its tail, or D, its head? Right then, guys, show us some answers.
I think their heart is literally in their mouth.
You think their heart is literally in their mouth, so you've gone with D, its head. Rich, you've gone with head as well. That is absolutely correct. The answer is D, its head. If we base it on the exact anatomy of a shrimp, its heart is located in its thorax, which is just after the head, but both the head and the thorax are covered with a single exoskeleton, which is why the shrimp's thorax can be classified as still part of a shrimp's head. Rich, you look so bored while I was talking about the anatomy of a shrimp. And
yeah, it's
this is cutting edge stuff, man. Like, forget like these famous comedians. It's all about where's a shrimp and what classes is its head and not its head.
It's like QI and your Stephen Fry, but
like a shit version of Stephen
yeah,
Fry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not as clever. More handsome though.
Definitely more handsome.
Although when I was at school, they used to call me Fat Stephen Fry.
Oh,
and yeah. Remember when you got a really short haircut and dyed it blonde? They called you the real Slim JD.
They didn't call me the real Slim JD. You called me the real Slim JD.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Anyway, yeah. Question five.
Right, question five. What is an elephant's tusk made from? What is an elephant's tusk made from? Ooh. Right then, Richard, look ready. Ben, are you ready? Let's have a little look here. Ben has gone with ivory. So has Rich. That is absolutely correct. Oh. The correct answer is ivory. If you got that at home, mark yourself down for 1 point. So that is the end of the round. If you guys could total it for me and let me know what you got. Quizzes at home, remember to keep totaling up your score to send us at the end of the quiz. If you beat Ben, I want you to use the hashtag IBeatBen. If he beats you, he's got a hashtag of his own choosing, which is hashtag King Ben. So you can tweet us that or email them to us at bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. Right then, guys, what did you score on that round?
I got a lovely 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. That's cracking. That is Rich.
Yeah, 4.5 for me.
Four and a half.
13
overall
for Ben. Hang on, where did you get half a point on that?
For leaves. We've been over this.
Oh yeah, we forgot about the leaves.
He's pulling your strings, Charlie. Don't let him do it.
I'm the Dominic to Charlie's Boris.
So Ben, you are
political gags.
Political. We're getting political now, aren't we? I think that's. Should we move on? Rich, so what did you score on there? What you want in total?
15 in total.
So it's 15-13 going into the final round.
Come on.
It's tense. So this is your specialist subject, indie music of the early 2000s. Question one. Question one. Pete Doherty and Carl Barat fronted which early 2000s band, which gave birth to a wave of really shit music such as the Pigeon Detectives and the Kooks?
I mean, great music. I almost got a tattoo of this band when I was at uni, so...
Oh, wow. Are you really glad you didn't know?
I am so glad I didn't get that
tattoo.
Yeah,
I bet. Right then, let's get some answers up on the screen. Yeah, so we've both gone for the same one. It is, of course, The Libertines. Moving on, question two. Which hit single from the Zootons was covered by Mark Ronson and the late, great Amy Winehouse? It reached number 2 in the UK singles chart in 2007.
You know when they sing about looking out across the water? They're singing
about the Mersey, aren't they?
Beat me to it. This is why you're the quizmaster.
Is a Scouser is Dave McCabe.
He trains with Hattie from A Girl and a Gay in the Gym.
So does he.
Another podcast on the Sound Rebel Network. Yeah, they're mates. And they used to. They're definitely mates.
Once upon a time, before I became a full-time quiz host, I worked in a restaurant, and he used to come in there quite a lot. He's a nice chap.
No way.
Right then, should we get some answers? Yeah, you've both gone for the same one. It is, of course, Valerie. Question three. Which 2000s indie band released the album Costello Music in 2006? Which 2000s indie band released the album Costello Music in 2006? Right then, guys, let's get some answers.
I've said the Kooks.
You've said the Kooks. Rich, you've gone with the Fratellis. I can tell you the correct answer. I listened to this album probably 1,000 times. It's the Fratellis. Question four. Name any member of the band Razorlight. So I want you to name any member from the band Razorlight. Over the years, they've had quite a few. They started off as a four-piece. They've had people come in and out. So anyone who's ever been in Razorlight, just name one of them. So let's get some answers for question four. Name any member of the band Razorlight. Ben, you've put just Johnny. Rich, what? You've gone Johnny Burrell. Ben, half a point for Johnny.
Johnny. What were the other answers?
I'll add Johnny from Razorlight. So the answers you could have had, Johnny Burrell or Johnny from Razorlight. Andy Burrows, Bjorn Agren, Carl Dilemmo, David Sullivan Kaplan, Rennie Lane, Gus Robertson, Christian Smith, Pancorvo, Freddie Stitz, or Yao Mello.
Are you taking the
mic? This is because he was too big-headed and wanted to control everything. That's why he didn't get into Libertines.
Yeah, he started kicking people out and getting new ones in.
Yeah, arsehole.
They've got Yao Mello playing right midfield for him now. Sounds like he should be a footballer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Plays for Sunderland, something like that.
Yeah, it was tipped to be like the new up-and-comer for Barcelona, but he ended up getting shipped out to Stoke and then ended up at Sunderland. Right then, guys, so question five in the quiz. It's the final question of this week's quiz, and it's time for me to do a really bad introduction. Basically, Rich, we've stolen... Have you ever watched Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
Yes.
You know the bit where they sing the intro?
Oh, yes, very good.
We've just completely ripped it off.
Okay.
And we're just throwing it in and claiming it's our own idea.
Okay, sound, I like that. Go for it.
So I'm going to sing the intro to a song. I want the name of the song and the artist, please. Half a point for each song and artist. So here we go. Ooh, ah. Name the song and the artist. Ben, you've gone for The Klaxons, Golden Scans, as has Rich. You both know your 90s. You both know your 2000s indie very well. Give yourselves 1 point. If you got that at home as well from my terrible impression, give yourself a point. So that is it for today's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Make sure you send us your scores for a chance at high score shout out on next week's episode. Remember to hashtag IBeatBen or KingBen at the end of your tweets. So guys, I think it looks like Rich, you're our champion for this week. What did you get in the end, total score?
Total score, 20. And considering I got 3 of the first 5 questions wrong, I then only got 2 questions wrong in the next 4 rounds, so I'm quite happy with
it. It was a strong performance. You've come on, you've given it the big one beforehand, but you've backed it up.
Get in there, 20 points.
Ben, what have you ended up on this week?
16.5.
16.5, it's not a bad score, but it's not good enough to get you that point on the Ben versus leaderboard. So well done, Rich, you are our champion of this week's quiz. So I'm sure you've heard about that we're doing, after lockdown ends, we're going to be doing the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl. We're going to go to lots of different pubs all over the country with a microphone and ask drunk people quiz questions, record it and pop it out as a podcast. We'll probably see you on either the Liverpool leg or the London leg. And while we're there, Ben, must buy you an icy cold pint of Carling to enjoy while we record the Big Pod Quiz.
To be Carling?
It has to be Carling.
Oh.
No, don't worry, Rich. Don't worry about it, mate. I'll sort you out.
Okay, sweet.
I mean, as long he's going to get you something else, but in the Carling. So, Ben, the leaderboard is currently looking 2-0. How are you feeling?
Well, I even remembered that DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch and their hit single Rockstar was number one this week. So I was really expecting that's the one bit of preparation I did and he didn't ask the question.
Oh. Well, I mean, I can't really throw DaBaby into around about 90s. Why do I keep saying 90s? I can't really throw DaBaby into around about 2000s indie, can I?
No, or even around called Good Songs. Around called hardworking songwriters. I'm sorry, it's just I'm sure it's very good. It's just not my thing.
Have you listened to it yet?
Yeah, it's dreadful. It's on the radio all the time.
Oh really?
I haven't heard dreadful. It. Oh, it's not my bag.
I'm gonna go search out DaBaby's back catalogue as soon as we've stopped recording.
Give me some noughties indie, eh, Rich?
Yeah, more
maybe
more Fratellis,
from
more
tomorrow well. Night.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe from tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
8 o'clock?
7 o'clock? You can get
7 o'clock on Radio X.
Hours. 4 hours of bangers.
I got a full point there, Charlie. You just got a half. You got tomorrow, but you didn't get the time.
Right, well, Ben, you're sounding a bit salty here, so let's finish this off and you can go and have a little cry in the garden. So, quizzes, if you're enjoying the Big Pod Quiz, please follow, like, share and subscribe on whatever app you're listening through right now. Check us out on socials for all your quizzing news and chances for daily bonus points. We are at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook as well. If you also want to help out and make it your round, head over to the website soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and find the button that says buy us a beer. While you're there, make sure you check out some of the other shows on the Sound Rebel Network. Thank you for listening, stay safe out there, and we will see you back here next week for another episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Rich, thank you for joining us. Good luck with your show tomorrow night. We will be listening.
Thanks, mate.
And yeah, thank you very much. See you soon.
In a bit.
Goodbye.